Bhagavan uvacha varam vrinidvam bhadram vo jayame nripanandana sohardena prithag dharmas tushto ham sohridhena paha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear sons of the King, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction of me." Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Since the sons of King Prachini Barhishat were all united in Krishna consciousness, the Lord was very pleased with them. Each and every one of the sons of King Prachini Barhishat was an individual soul, but they were united in offering transcendental service to the Lord. The unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Supreme Lord or rendering service to the Lord is real unity. In the material world, such unity is not possible. Even though people may officially unite, they all have different interests. In the United Nations, for instance, all the nations have their particular national ambitions, and consequently, they cannot be united. Disunity between individual souls is so strong in this material world that even in a Krishna-conscious society, members sometimes appear disunited due to their having different opinions and leaning toward material things. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be two opinions. There is only one goal, to serve Krishna to one's best ability. If there is some disagreement over service, some such disagreement is to be taken as spiritual. Those who are actually engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be disunited in any circumstance. This makes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very happy and willing to award all kinds of benediction to his devotees, as indicated in this verse. We can see that the Lord is immediately prepared to award all benedictions to the sons of King Prachini Barhishat. Translation: The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear sons of the King, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction of me." This afternoon we are reading from the fourth canto, 30th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. We have just read the story of King Prachini Barhishat, a very great king, very influential, loved by his citizens, very successful in all of his political endeavors. By material standards, he was a very perfect king. He was upholding the principles of Dharma, and he was teaching all of his citizens how to live according to the principles of morality and Sanatana Dharma. But he himself was very much materially attached. And knowing, although he was such a big person, in such a big position, Narada Muni, who was always very gentle and kind, very merciful toward all living beings, wanted to give him transcendental knowledge of how he could transcend the modes of material nature and not just be a good king. Because after all, human form of life is meant for self-realization. Atato brahma jigyasa. Human form of life is not meant to perform one's material duties, however good they may be. Some uninformed and less intelligent people feel that if you just perform your work very nicely, that is the perfection of life. That is a very common idea here in India, that work is worship. If I just do not hurt anybody very bad, and I do my work honestly, then that is the perfection of life. God will be kind upon me. But the great devotees of the Lords, the Mahabhagavats, such as Narada Muni, they understand that this idea, although it is certainly better than living a sinful life, disregarding the principles of God consciousness, it is still an illusion. Traigunya vishaya veda nistraigunya bhavarjuna nirvanvo nitya shatvrtsho niyogakshema atmavan. Krishna tells us in the Gita that the Vedas are mainly trying to elevate us from the mode of ignorance to the mode of passion, from the mode of passion to the mode of goodness, sattva-guna. But it is still material. Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avartunarjuna mam upetya tukontya punar janmana vidyate. That even the credits that one can derive from the most possible pious credits, Brahma loka, it is still ignorance. It is still illusion. It is still subject to the miseries of birth and death. Therefore, the truly compassionate devotees of the Lord, they will not be settled. They will not be content until all the world takes to the process of surrendering to Krishna. Sarva dharman purityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva pape vyo mokshai shami masucha. To abandon all varieties of religiosity and just surrender to the supreme truth. And the process of surrender is called bhakti, devotional service. Performing all of our activities in the loving service of the Lord and detaching ourselves from anything but what's pleasing to Krishna. But you see, people who are widely respected by others and who are very pious and have a big, big position, their nature is to become proud. And how can you talk to a proud man? If somebody already thinks he knows, there's nothing you can say to such a person. And if someone thinks in that position that you think that they're wrong, that they will become so defensive they cannot hear a word you say. They've already assumed their opinion, their idea, and truth is irrelevant to them. The ego is such a powerful instrument that truth itself cannot penetrate it. So this was the situation with Maharaj Parachini Barahishat. But Narada Muni knew that he was very respectful to saintly persons. So he began to tell a story about a king named Puranjan. And he told it in such a fascinating and exciting way that King Parachini Barahishat became completely engrossed in hearing the story of this other king. But in the story, he explained all the activities of this king, all the attachments of the king, how he fell into illusion, still thinking himself such a nice, great man, and ultimately how he ruined his human form of life. And as the hours went on, as Narada Muni was telling this story, just toward the end of the story, King Parachini Barahishat realized that this is my life story. He's just changed the names. This is the story of me. I'm ruining my life. I'm wasting my life. Although he's telling it in an allegorical way, I could understand now that he's so compassionate. He had to do it this way to get me to listen. And then the king, by the divine grace of Sri Narada Muni, by his loving association, he dedicated his life to the path of bhakti, the path of devotion to God, and attained perfection. So powerful and so wonderful is the association of such devotees. There is a beautiful story in Chaitanya Charitamrita which describes how wonderful and glorious the opportunity of the association of devotees is, and what an effect it can have on anyone's heart. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he traveled all around South India, and then shortly after, he went on his most historical and glorious yatra to Vrindavan Dham. And when he returned to Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, Swarup Damodar Goswami sent a letter to Sachi Devi and all of his devotees in Bengal that Mahaprabhu has returned. So they were very happy. So they all decided, we will all go on a trip to Jagannath Puri to spend some months with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although most all of them were grihasthas, and they had families, and they had so many responsibilities, every year, whenever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, they would make the first priority of their life to spend some months with him. Somehow or other, everything was managed. But without the satsang of the great personalities, what is the worth of this human form of life? So Advaita Acharya, Srivas Pandit, and others, they approached Sivananda Sen and told him that Lord Gaurasundar has returned to Jagannath Puri. Let us go right away. And they knew Sivananda Sen was such a devotee, he was such a servant of the devotees, that he would make all the arrangements for everyone so that this long, long walk, which took over a week, several weeks it took to walk from Navadvip Dham to Puri Dham, he would make all the necessary arrangements. He would make arrangements where they would stay, where they would sleep. He would make all arrangements to pay all the taxes, because at that time India, especially Bengal, was under Mughal rule, and to cross every river or to cross every boundary, which there were several, you had to pay all sorts of taxes for everyone. He had to arrange boats to cross rivers. He had to arrange all nice prasad for the devotees several times. Such a service, not an easy thing. Very costly, both in human energy as well as monetary wealth. But Sivananda Sen was so happy to render this service to the devotees. His life and soul was simply to render service to the devotees, because he knew that there is no nicer way of pleasing the Lord than pleasing his servants. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa Das Anudas. But what type of servant was this Sivananda Sen? He would serve all the devotees, whatever species of life they might be in. As they were traveling, a street dog happened to see them and started following behind. And Sivananda Sen was thinking that this dog has come into our association. He has come into the satsang of great bhaktas, so it is my duty to serve him as well. How can I discriminate? Whoever the Lord sends, I must be his humble servant. So he very carefully took care of this dog, as well as all others.
He would arrange nice cooked rice to be made especially for this dog every day. One time they came to a river and they had to cross on boat, and the boatman said, no dogs allowed. And Shivananda Sen paid special fare for the dog to come along. If he wants to come with us to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then I am his servant. One day, Shivananda Sen was delayed by some tax collectors at some border. And he told his servants, I'm going to be some time, make sure you cook nicely for this dog who has come into our satsang. And when he came back at night, he found that this dog was gone. Where is he? Have you given him food? I forgot. He sent 10 men looking for that dog, but they all came back with no success. Shivananda Sen was feeling great anxiety that I have offended a devotee who is aspiring to see the Lord. I have offended one of Krishna's parts and parcels who have come into the assembly of Vaishnavas. He felt very bad. Shortly after this, they arrived in Sri Purushottam Kshetra, Puri Dham, and there they met Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Gaurasundar, first thing, he welcomed them all by embracing them with sweet words. And he brought them personally to Lord Jagannath's temple, where they had the beautiful darshan of Sri Jagannath Dev, Baladev, and Subhadra. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally arranged for the residential quarters in Jagannath Puri for all of them. How the Lord himself takes such interest and pleasure in serving his devotees, in making them happy, in giving them comforts. Some people have the conception that this body is Maya, it is something material, so why should we concern with anybody's body? Why should Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take such interest in getting residential quarters, making all nice, comfortable arrangements for his devotees, nice prasad? Because we should understand that this body is the means by which we can serve a devotee in so many wonderful ways. To offer a devotee whatever we can as far as nice, comfortable situation. That is the medium by which we can show our love for Krishna's devotees. And it is the means by which the Lord himself shows his love for Krishna's devotees. I have explained one of my godbrothers how he was in Sridhar Mayapur at the time when our Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Paramahansa, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he was receiving the Guru Puja. Hundreds and hundreds of devotees from all over the world were chanting his name and offering him garlands and flowers and such love. And this one godbrother of mine, he came to offer flowers to Guru Maharaj, and Gurudev saw he had an infection on his foot, and he called him over. What happened to your foot? He said, I stepped on something, and some infection is now. He said, have you seen doctor? No. Are you taking any medicine? No. Gurudev asked someone, give me pencil, give me paper. He wrote down some name of a medicine, and he reached in his own. He asked the devotee, give me some rupees. And he gave him some rupees, and he gave him the prescription. He says, you please go to pharmacy and you take care of this. Don't neglect it. Your body belongs to Krishna. He wasn't concerned with all the puja and worships. He was concerned with his disciple's foot. such a soul. All glorification is coming to him, and for him, that is not very important. That's all for Krishna. His concern was serving the feet of his disciple in such a humble way. And that disciple, he'll never give up Srila Prabhupada's loving service, because such a nice, sweet, simple exchange of love was offered. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Godhead, who teaches us to transcend this body altogether, to become completely detached from all physical conditions, he himself is arranging nice residential conditions for his devotees. Knowing that this physical body is arranged by God as a means by which we can render service and please the devotees and please the Lord. It is not material if it is done in this consciousness. It is pure bhakti. The next day, Shivananda Sen and the devotees, they came to the place where Gauranga Mahaprabhu was sitting in a courtyard. And there was the dog. The same dog. And Lord Gauranga had green coconut pulp and he was throwing it to the dog, his own Mahaprasad. And the dog was eating it very nicely. And Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya was telling the dog, kindly chant Hare Krishna Rama. And the dog was chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. And he was dancing as he was chanting Krishna's holy name and taking the Lord's Mahaprasad. And Shivananda Sen, when he saw this, he felt that he had committed offense to this special personality. And he offered his obeisances to the dog to beg forgiveness for his offense. The next day, that little dog was nowhere to be seen, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had directly sent him back home, back to Godhead, to the spiritual world. Just by taking the Lord's prasad, by chanting the holy name, and by dancing before the Lord, he attained the perfection of life. Why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful to this dog? Simply because that dog was dearly loved by Shivananda Sen. Anyone who becomes dear to a Vaishnav becomes specially favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without a doubt. If we try to approach the Lord directly, it is very difficult. But if we somehow or other become dear to his beloved servants, the Lord will give us his supreme compassion, his supreme mercy. To become dearly beloved by a devotee of the Lord is the path back home, back to Godhead, above any other way. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has prayed in this way. Ohe Vaishnava Thakur, Gurudev, he's praying, I just want to be your dog. I just want to be like a dog for you, please. Let me follow behind you chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Please be pleased upon me, O Vaishnav Thakur. In the same way, we find, although King Prachini Barhishat was in so much illusion, ignorance, and pride, because he somehow or other gained the favor of Narada Muni, he achieved the perfection of life. Just before he left, he sent his sons, the Prachetas. There were many of them. He sent them all together to perform tapasya. Because King Prachini Barhishat, even though previous to meeting Narada Muni, he was in illusion, he still understood that you must do everything according to religious principles. But he was attached to the piety of the religious principles and not to the detachment and the service of the Lord. Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojata janayatya shubhairagyam jnanam chayara hoitakam. that simply by the cultivation of knowledge or the performance of tapasya or even by the mystic yoga system and detachment, we cannot attain perfection. But bhakti includes all of these things. Devotion to Vasudeva is the only means of perfecting our life. So he sent his sons, the prachetas, to perform tapasya, to cleanse themselves of immoral propensities, to fix themselves in truth, and then to come back and inherit the kingdom from him. So they went and they performed tapasya for Lord Shiva. And from Lord Shiva, they were given a special mantra by which they could please Lord Narayan, Krishna. And they went underwater for 10,000 years chanting this mantra. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead on his beautiful bird carrier Garuda appeared to them with beautiful lotus eyes, golden helmet, his body bedecked with beautiful flower garlands and jewels, and with a ambrosial nectarine voice, he is speaking these words, today's verse, as an address to his dear devotees, the Prachetas. My dear sons of the king, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, bhakti, devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction of me. Such a wonderful verse, so revealing to us. They performed tapasya for 10,000 years. And they were chanting the name of the Lord as given by Lord Shiva for all that time. Under the water. The Lord is not praising them for all their severe austerities. He is not praising them for all the rituals they may have performed in the process. He's praising them for only one activity. That they loved each other. That they were united. That they were dear friends with one another. And they were united on one principle, devotion to him. That they were working together with love, trust, and friendship for the purpose of serving him and pleasing him. This was the one thing that he was so pleased with them for. And because of this, he is saying, I wish you all good fortune and I will give you any benediction you so desire. Gurudev also told us, you can show your love for me by how you love and serve one another. This is the essential principle of the Sankirtan movement. Having loving and trusting Vaishnava relationships. Without that, there is no question of Sankirtan. We find, even in the scriptures of other parts of the world, in the New Testament, the last meeting that Lord Jesus Christ had with his devotees was in the house of a well-wisher. They had what they called the Last Supper, where he gave his last instructions to all of his disciples. He told them that tonight I will be arrested and tomorrow I will be crucified. He basically told them that. Just before they had their dinner, he wanted to give a last instruction to them. He was their Lord and Master. He was their guru. He got down with a bowl of water and a pitcher, and he washed each of his disciples' feet and dried it with the cloth that he was wearing. He dried their feet. And when he came to his principal disciple, Peter, Peter said, "No, my Lord, I cannot allow you to wash my feet. You are my Gurudev. You are my master. You cannot do this. It is not proper. I should be washing your feet." And his guru said that, "No, it is my order that you must allow me to do this for you. Even though you may think it's improper, I must set an example for the world, and you must help me. I want the world to know, and I want all of my disciples to know, that if I am such a humble servant of all of my disciples, that I am willing to wash their feet, then how you should all love and respect and serve one another, if this is how I respect your God brothers." So Peter accepted. Service to the guru means helping him in his exemplary behavior according to this time and circumstance. This was his last instruction. Mutual friendship and love amongst the devotees. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also personally exhibited again and again and again the same quality. We have read just a few days ago on the disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur, how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally putting garlands around his devotees, how he was personally anointing them with sandalwood pulp with his own hands and giving them nice gifts. In fact, for Haridas Thakur, he personally carried his body and danced with it, personally dug the hole for his grave and personally covered it with sand. The most menial servants in this material world, especially in the Western countries, to be a grave digger is something very, it is a very lowly service. But Mahaprabhu became that for his devotee to show his love. Why? That if I'm doing this for my devotees, and what you should be willing to do for each other. The Lord is here explaining that I am so very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. The meaning of Sankirtan, which is the Yuga Dharma in this age of Kali Yuga, is very, very important to understand. Some of us, we don't really know. We still have selfish purposes in our own life, even on the spiritual platform. We still have our own egos. We still want our own way to be accepted. But what is the meaning of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan? The Sanskrit word san comes from samyak, which means together. Samyak kirtan, to chant the name together. And Srila Prabhupada explains that in this Krishna consciousness movement, all of our activities are Sankirtan. Whether we are preaching, whether we are doing deity worship, it is all Sankirtan because it is all to glorify the name of Krishna together. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, how he would just bring all of his devotees together again and again and again. Such loving relationships they had for one another because they were all focused exclusively on Krishna Seva. Guru Seva. Throughout the day, he would call all of his devotees, and they would all chant and dance through the streets of Navadvip Dham, calling out the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And in the evenings at the house of Srivas Thakur, he would call his most intimate, loving devotees who had given their lives for him, and together, in love and friendship, they would chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this was the great pleasure of Lord Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, to just be with all of his devotees, to see everyone united so friendly and lovingly together for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is explaining here in this purport that there is only one opinion in Krishna consciousness: to please Krishna, to serve Krishna, to love Krishna. And there is only one way to do that: to show love and respect for one another. Mancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patithanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. The great Vaishnava charges have taught that every devotee, even the new devotee who's just coming, just trying to understand what is this Krishna consciousness, we even bow down to them and chant this prayer. How worshipable are the Lord's devotees? How worshipable are those who come together for the singular purpose of devotional service? Of course, we should know that this is the age of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means the age where quarrel and hypocrisy prevails. It is the age of disunity, disharmony, where for the least, most insignificant incident, even friends quarrel and become enemies, or even loved ones cannot trust one another. No surprise, it is the age of Kali. It is the influence all-pervading in the atmosphere. How to not fall prey to this human degradation? There is no social or political means of doing so. We find in New York City, there is the United Nations building, and so many nations are coming together to try to create harmony and unity amongst them. But each one is under the illusion that we are of this nationality, we are this body, and we have our own personal purposes. And we come together, not for the whole purpose, but for our own personal purposes. And despite, although no doubt in many ways they are doing good work, still, there's so much war, so much conflict, and there always is. There's no solution. It is only Krishna consciousness that could unite people on the basis of truth. Because Krishna consciousness means truth. And without truth, it is not Krishna consciousness. Here Srila Prabhupada is explaining, even in the Krishna consciousness movement, there is disunity. When anything else but truth is our goal, then it will create even factionalism and hatred and distrust amongst devotees. It is the age of Kali. It's everywhere. We have to protect the truth. And what is the truth? To simply present Krishna as he is. To simply, honestly represent the previous acharyas. We have nothing to hide. We have no other motivation. We are not concerned with our own personal likes or dislikes, with our own egoistic ideas of what we want to see or want to be. We are simply concerned with one thing, to be a humble instrument of the truth of Krishna. What Krishna speaks, what the great saints in the parampara have spoken, we must present that and live by that. Otherwise, even in Krishna consciousness, our unity is simply a product of Kali Yuga. We must learn to come together to glorify Krishna as he is, to glorify the truth as it is. Our own Guru Maharaj, this was his main statement to the world. His most important book was the Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Unless we accept it as it is, Krishna is not there. We cannot compromise Krishna. We have to put aside our own emotions and sentiments. We must represent Krishna as he is. Represent his teachings as it is. This is Krishna consciousness. This is Sankirtan. And it's so simple. Kevala Anandakanda. Chanting, dancing, and feasting. This is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us as the means of counteracting all of the influences of quarrel, hypocrisy, and disunity in this age. And if devotees can somehow or other understand this principle and put aside all selfish ambitions, put aside all emotional and sentimental conceptions, and place their love and trust in the truth, and unite in truth, unite in Krishna, unite in Bhagavad Gita as it is. If we can do that, which is a terrible austerity, because we have to go against all impediments. In the age of Kali Yuga, Maya will try to do everything within her power to create conflict amongst devotees. Srila Prabhupada used to say that there is no power Maya has outside of this mission to disturb it. But from within, she can break it to pieces. How important it is that we must develop these true relationships amongst one another. Because at every stage, material energy is going to try to create quarrel, distrust, conflict, and dishonesty amongst devotees. And that is why the Lord is so pleased. Because for devotees to stay together in love and trust to glorify the holy name is a greater tapasya. It's a greater sacrifice than fasting or giving up sleeping or living underwater for 10,000 years. And if we're willing to perform that sacrifice, individually and collectively, Krishna says here, that he will wish us all good fortune. And what is that good fortune? The Supreme Lord told the Prachetas that because of your love and trust for one another in the service of me, not like United Nations, not like the different social clubs that we have in this world, philanthropic clubs, or various sports associations. There are tennis clubs and cricket clubs and all these other clubs. They are maybe very nice, nothing negative. But Krishna is saying that because you are coming together for my service in Krishna consciousness, because you have all come together with love for each other to chant my holy names, to chant that mantra that you have received. Because of this, I give you the benediction that those who remember you every evening and every day will become friendly with their brothers and with all other living entities. Those who will offer me the prayers composed by Lord Shiva that you have chanted, both in the morning and in the evening, will be given benedictions by me. In this way, they can fulfill their desires and attain good intelligence. Because you have with pleasure accepted within your hearts the orders of your father and have executed those orders very faithfully, your attractive qualities will be celebrated all over the world. And then he explains, he is no less qualified than Lord Brahma himself. And the Lord explains, a very mystical way in which he's going to give that song. The great sage Khandu was performing tapasya, and Indra sent Paramlochan, a society girl, to meet with him. And through her, this son was born. And later, she returned to the heavens and left the son in the care of the trees of the forest. But because the sage Khandu was such a great devotee of the Lord, and because the Lord wanted to protect this child, he was perfectly cared for, even in the jungles alone. If Krishna wants to protect you, no one can harm you. If Krishna wants to harm you, no one can protect you. Anyways, he says, that you will rule the world. You will be unattached to all material enjoyments. You will always be engaged in my loving devotional service. This is a very important verse. He says, those who are engaged in auspicious activities in devotional service certainly understand that the ultimate enjoyer or beneficiary of all activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, when one acts, he offers the results to the Supreme God, Krishna, and passes life always in the topics of discussing Krishna. Even though such a person may be participating in family life, he is not affected by the results of his actions. He is telling the Prachetas that they should marry, they should take care of all their family responsibilities, they should always engage in his loving service, always in love and trust, united with one another. And he is explaining that all of your desires in this world will be perfectly fulfilled. You will have all the heavenly pleasures of this world if you so desire. You will never forget me, and at the end of your life, you will return back home, back to Godhead, to my spiritual abode. All these most precious benedictions are given simply because, with love for one another, they came together to chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is the sum and bodum, this is the all in all of this mission. We are not concerned with anything else, but learning to lovingly serve one another by taking prasad together, by discussing Krishna Katha together, by performing welfare activities for other living beings together, and by coming together in this beautiful temple of Sri Radha Gopinath to dance together and to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. let no other ideas come into our association. Let this be a pure satsang of service and kirtan. That is the means by which we can please Krishna and attain the perfection of life. Thank you very much.